Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, had a chance here to spend some time looking at the Bears. This is a pretty impressive group and really a young team that you can see getting better all the time.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The new coach at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Bill Belichick. So you can now cross him off the list of possible coaches for your Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I don't know if there are any Bears fans who are living on
a prayer.
No. Oh. All right. Yes. Prayer. That's what I was going. That's what I was going with. I don't know where I got the inspiration for that, really, but it was just something that I felt like I had to say. Okay.
I got no issue with it.
I mean, I had to get it out.
I think that's a smart thing. I
had to say it.
But here's where I'm at on this.
Okay. On Bon Jovi? Good. I've been wondering.
I enjoy that.
Where are you at on Bon Jovi?
I also think that John's business acumen after being the lead singer of Bon Jovi is something that is worth studying.
I loved Wanted Dead or Alive. And I loved
how could
it.
You not?
I loved it against my elitist tendencies at the time.
On a steel horse you ride.
Oh, it's like it was undeniable. Richie Sambora killing it.
Elitist tendencies? You when it comes to music?
I know. Not anymore.
Matthew.
Not anymore. I fully realize if it's good, it's good. And if you like it, that's fine, no matter what it is, even if it's not good. It's not elitist, I don't think. All right, carry on, Lawrence.
Okay. All right, so here's my thing. So Bill Belichick,
yeah,
he signs in North Carolina. He's not going to be the coach. People will react to the fact that he looked at it and said, oh, well, they're not going to be interested in a player like me. Here's where I'm at. I look at the Bears over the last 2 months. I look at where we're at right now. I look at what happened in San Francisco. The reaction that we got yesterday from Bears fans who were just like, oh, my God, this is bad. Poor Angela, right? And I wonder if it changes what it is that in the moment we desire for a head coach. If the vacuum of leadership that has been so apparent at the Bears – changes the way. And I worry about this, Speaks, because that's how you end up with John Fox.
That was the reactionary move after Mark Trestman was like, we need an adult. We need a football adult. Somebody who can solidify this thing and get us back to functionality. And you got a guy who just wasn't really interested in doing it anymore. Now, I don't think that's what Bill Belichick would have been. I think he wanted to do a lot. But there are certain, leader of men, strong, super solid football-y types that are out there that can scare you a little bit. And I feel like you're leading me towards Mike Vrabel. And Mike Vrabel scares me a little bit.
Well, I don't want Vrabel.
You don't?
But you're right. That's the reflex.
The reflex. There's a lot of people who really like the idea of Vrabel, that Vrabel is the play. And Vrabel may have another great chapter of his football life in there. But I know that Vrabel is a guy who ran off a couple different general managers. couple different general managers.
Had a couple of really long losing streaks himself.
Yeah. Now, really, clearly a good coach and builder of culture, but got feisty in some ways and egotistical in some ways that were eventually problematic. So, and don't you want the offensive mind? Isn't the dream still the Caleb partner as an offensive mind who does have the leadership personality? I feel like that should still be the dream, but it's tempting. To your point, it's super tempting because you need a coach who's going to reset you and be the godhead of your culture. And that's why it should have been Jim Harbaugh, because he was both. He was both. He was the offensive mind who could be the godhead of your culture as well. And those guys are few and far between.
I've said this before, and I'm sure I'll say it again throughout the next few months. To me, offensive play caller and head coach, the job descriptions are different. And I think it's hard and difficult to know if someone who's really good at calling plays is good at commanding a room. If you've been watching the Hard Knocks in season, you see, and granted, this is now, he's 20 years in, watching Mike Tomlin go from room to room and understand what's happening with every phase of his team. I want someone who is going to be able to do that. They don't have to necessarily call offensive plays. That person might be a reflective Vrabel. Like, I'm open to that idea, although he would not be my first choice.
But if he's reflective, that's the key. And that's why, like, you'd actually have to find out if he's ready to be a little more humble. Because everybody needs it. Like, even the ass kickers that we're talking about and the Dan Campbells of the world and all that stuff that we're talking about, they still have humility. They're able to point the thumb, and that's what ends up being effective on the human level. And you're a little afraid, at least I'm a little afraid, that Vrabel doesn't have that.
Don't you get humbled by losing a 4-game lead in a span of 7 games and then following that up with a 6-11 season like Mike Vrabel did in Tennessee? Out of a job, and you haven't been able to get another head coaching job. Doesn't that humble you?
Shane, unless you just blame other people for it, which we all know that people do that in their lives, in the world. Like, unless you don't think it was that it was your fault.
But he couldn't blame his OC at the time, Arthur Smith, because now he's taken off.
No, that's not true. He could blame the OC. Like, I don't know. I understand what you're saying. Like, it should be, theoretically, you get humbled and you come back and you learn the second time and you're smarter. But we don't know. That's why you got to find somebody and get in the room. And then you got to hope the people who are interviewing him are actually good reads on that kind of stuff.
But don't you want the guy who got the job to be a former head coach? I talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't want to have a first-time head coach. Blind in on Brian Flores.
That's dangerous. Shane,
like, that's, you're exactly who I'm talking to, because I think that is a sensible way to react to what has happened with the Bears.
Yeah.
You're looking around and you're like, someone needs to know what they're doing.
Right.
Right? So, like, that would make you feel comfortable.
But it's not John Fox. Like, I don't want John Fox. I don't want that move, former head coach. But I want a former head coach who's been established.
I think that makes...
The Bears, dude.
I think it makes so much sense. I really do. But my question is, like, does that keep you then from swinging for what could be... But, are you settling for the good head coach because you have to get stability, and you miss on the great head coach because you're afraid to take a risk?
Yeah, it's a risk. It's a risk.
And let me
I don't trust the Bears to get it right.
That is 100% fair, and 6%. That's why I even brought it up.
That's why I'm at 6%, and it sucks, Shane. I completely agree. I don't trust them to get it right either. Texter says, wait a minute. You guys are talking out of both sides of your mouth. Do you want humility or ass kickers? I want both, and you can have that. It's called confident accountability. You can be a confident ass kicker and also have accountability and humility when you screw something up. That's how the best leaders are.
Yeah, it strikes me as weird, and I think it does say something about us as society, that we often conflate leadership with arrogance.
Yeah, of course, that's exactly right. I mean, find somebody who's actually making their lives better or making their company better or making other people better as a leader. They have confidence and accountability. You can have both and be a leader. That's how it can work.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning not being on the list of quote-unquote rumored finalists is wild to me.
You know how I feel? Like,
wild.
He's one of the guys that I for sure would bring in. For sure.
What about James Franklin?
I talked to him. There's no reason not to. I mean, cast a wide net. See if anyone wows you.
I haven't done full research on James Franklin, but
can't
I
can't win big games.
That much I know, and I sure as hell didn't like that he kind of blew off the media and blamed the media a few weeks ago when he didn't really want to talk about a minor scandal. Not a minor scandal,
it's
but
the second time he's done that too.
I know.
He did that at Vanderbilt.
I know. So he will. He likes to have some arrogant control over his media situation. That I don't like.
Why don't we talk with our buddy Jared Payton about all of these things, including Bill Belichick going to coach college football, considering Jared's background? It should be awesome. As per usual, it's next here on The Score.